the Pig and Whistle, Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go through a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over the forums once again, and we'll be looking at a few of the opinions of those who are currently in the Season of Discovery forums. That's the one that we're going to be looking at, and is half the press at the moment in terms of World of Warcraft. So we'll get into potentially a few, but I want to start off with this one. This one's very simple. I thought SOD was going to be fun, addictive, and keep me hooked for months to come. I already am bored. I'm so sad and depressed, IRL. Okay, very fun forum post there by this guy. This one will go into the second one as well. So, in my opinion, I think SOD is really boring because there isn't much to do. You can do a raid every 3 days if you are lucky enough to meet the rune requirements people have set out, or you can PvP and hope that you have the runes required for of you. PvP will get very unfun very quickly if you can't keep up in gear. If you fall behind, very easy, in brackets, you won't get in raids because gear score and runes will be a thing in about 1 week. What's that you don't have the best runes for your class and haven't been in BRD yet because they have locked behind you needing to do something really dumb or tedious? Too bad for you. Not really fun if you ask me. I personally have been denied endgame content because I don't have XYZ rune. This is supposed to be fun, in brackets. If I can't get into endgame content because I can't get the runes people want, what else can I do at level 25 that wouldn't make SOD boring? You can't say dungeons, raids or PvP. Not sure of any other content in-game besides these activities. Okay. So, in my opinion, SOD is meant to be a sandbox mode. It is not meant to be your main source of World of Warcraft content. Some people will have it as their main source of World of Warcraft content. That is fine. I completely understand. And if you want to, you are not obviously obliged to play Retail or Wrath or anything like that. You can play Season of Discovery as your main World of Warcraft. As for runes, there is, I think, one, maybe two runes that require a raid group in order to acquire, potentially. I think Metamorphosis is one of them, and there might be one other, but I cannot put my finger on it right now. Now, every rune is decently accessible, and they're meant to be like a fun little challenge or something to do in the world, because that's the whole point of the runes. They're meant to make you go out and discover the world, see the world of Warcraft as it is, because a lot of people power through the questing and they don't actually see the world that Blizzard have built. And this world is amazing. There's so many small like nooks and crannies that you can't actually or don't see when questing normally. Now, people think that this is boring because it's like, oh, I powered through my level, like my leveling, I got there within the first 2 days of Season of Discovery coming out, and I can't get into these like runs because people want the highest of the highest best players. And it's like, well, no, they're obviously just tryhards or like people who obviously want to just do the raid and fuck off. So they want the best gear, they want people with the best runes and stuff, they want people who put time into it to just power through the raid, essentially. Now, the problem with the raid, obviously, yes, this is a community thing. When people go, oh, I want this sort of gear, I want everyone to have their best in slot runes, that's a community thing. That is not a Blizzard thing. They can't control that. The community controls that when they say, oh, I want your gear score and, you know, your XP, or have you killed, you know, Farrakh on Mythic difficulty, you know, which only a few guilds have, literally like Method, Echo and like Liquid have, you know, that kind of deal. And it's like, oh, well, I don't have that. Oh, you're not allowed to join then, you know. That's a community thing. In terms of SOD being boring, it's boring because people speedrun the content. Now, you have three other different World of Warcrafts. You have Retail, you have Wrath Classic, and you have Classic Era. Season of Discovery is meant to be a, oh, new content's come out in it. Okay, I'll level my 15 levels, as it will be next phase. It will be level 25 to 40, and I'll, you know, discover some of the new runes that they've put in. It'll be fun for, you know, a few weeks and or a month and stuff, and then I can go back to my retail or my what would be classic kata, probably when like the third phase comes out of Season of Discovery, probably something like that. So it is meant to be that sandbox mode that you go back and forth between. It's not meant to be your mainstay. If it is, and you've got a guild for it, and you do your raiding, and you do your Black Fathom Deeps raid, you know, it's good fun. And the thing about it is, you need to find a guild in Classic to be able to have fun in this, in my opinion. Because pugging Black Fathom Deeps is going to be like every other... like World of Warcraft, it's going to be, oh, what's your gear score? Do you have the best runes? Like, some people will just be that elite mentality, and it's like, oh my god, you need everything perfect in order to join my run. How dare you sign up without, you know, an extra 2k gear score? And it's like, what the fuck do you want from me? You know, that kind of deal. See, it's boring because you've tried to speed through it. That's my honest opinion. I have spent a week, and I'm still leveling. I'm like level 20. I take it very, very casually, Season of Discovery, which I think you're meant to. I don't think you're meant to power through World of Warcraft like Classic content at all, because Classic was meant to be about the leveling experience, and it still is about the leveling experience. It's just people have runes to discover now alongside it. So people have powered through, found the runes, and then powered through the content, and it's like, okay, I've done Black Fathom Deeps, now I'm bored, where's the next raid? Come on, this is ridiculous, Blizzard, release more content. And it's not even been a week. But that's on you guys for powering through the content. If you still enjoy the endgame content after you've powered through it all, then that's fair enough. I completely, like, don't have any problems with you. It's those who power through it, and then it's like, oh, this is boring now, what do I do? And it's like, the whole point of Season of Discovery and Classic Era is the leveling process. That's what Classic was built around. It was built around the leveling process, not around the endgame content. Let's face it, Molten Core was boring as fuck. Blackwing Lair, boring as fuck. AQ was a bit of a step up with, like, C'Thun, but that was it. And then Nax, Patchwork's a tank and spank. Thaddeus is kind of a tank and spank. You know, the boss mechanics aren't necessarily crazy in Nax. It's just you have 40 people, and if one person fucks up, it can ruin your entire raid. That's the kind of deal that you had in Classic. Endgame content in Classic was not great. It was very simple at its fundamentals. The whole purpose of Classic was the leveling experience. That's what it was built around. That's what any MMO around that time, when it was released, back in 2004, it was built around the leveling experience and the time that you put into your character, during that level experience. That's the whole thing with it, okay? Like, that's what it was meant to be about. So people powering through the leveling and then being like, oh, well, this is boring. Yeah, because you've gone past the bits that actually made it enjoyable. I've been playing with another person. I've been duo leveling, and it's been fun. You just chill, you vibe, you don't do much, you just talk to your guildies while you're running around, you know, that kind of deal. Whereas this person's like, okay, I'm going Crossroads now, I've got to do this quest, now I run back, hand in this, and then this. They're literally going through it like it's a fucking race. Like, it isn't. This isn't Race to World First Raid, like Mythic Fireak in Amyrdrasil, like on retail. This is Classic. This is Classic with some runes added to it. Obviously, there's a few extra bits and bobs, but, you know, that is what it is. Like, discovering altar positions for priests, or... yeah, that's kind of it, really. Or there was like a spirit healer that I found on top of a mountain. I'm not sure if that was a priest thing or if that's in Classic. I'm pretty sure that was actually just in Classic. But people don't know that, because there might... I could be completely wrong in this point, by the way. But there was the spirit healer at the very top of the mountain in the Barrens. And I'm pretty sure that was a reference to someone... like at Blizzard or a Blizzard family member or something, to pay their respects. I'm not too sure that was meant for Season of Discovery. I'm pretty sure that was meant to pay respects to like a certain incident or something. But yeah, it's stuff that you don't necessarily know about the world, and it's really cool to see. That's the fun part about Season of Discovery. This was posted 3 days ago, this post, by the way. Season of Discovery would have been out for 3 days. Most people who are casual and don't want to like ruin Season of Discovery immediately will not have had level 25 in that 3 days. In a week or so, like around now, level 25s are happening. I'm level 20 and I play it a couple hours a fucking evening. That's about it. And that's like not a lot for Classic. It does take you a while to like get around to places and level and stuff like that. So, you know, like the casual player base hasn't really caught up with it in terms of the leveling. So the more that you get more casual players at endgame content, the more you'll be able to do these endgame content things like PvP and PvE and the raiding, because people won't be like, oh my god, you need the best runes, you need the best gear, you need to be on top of your game, you need to be in Discord call, you need to be make sure that you have absolutely everything for a 17-hour raid night, even though Black Fathom Deeps requires probably like an hour or two, if that. But yeah, it is one of them things. All right, let's move on to the next one. This one, I don't have much to talk about it, but I've got to mention this. The whole entire reason I'm playing Classic instead of Retail is because I'm sick of every fight having a half dozen mechanics. Now, I do think Kelriss is too hard for me to do. No, it's too hard for me to enjoy. It isn't fun. If the fights are so complicated, I need add-ons and voice chat, then you've already lost me. I wanted to play SOD because I was nostalgic for Vanilla WoW, not raiding Nyalotha. Firstly, go back to Classic Era then. If you are nostalgic for Classic WoW, go back to Classic Era. That's the whole point of it. You can get up to level 60. You can do Molten Core, Blackwing Lair, Encourage and Naxx if you really want to. Secondly, Kelriss, I had a look at it before I like went into this. He has a few mechanics, if that. There is fire that is on the ground. This is a soft enrage. Every boss has it. Essentially, the fire will event like fill up the entire room, in which case you're probably dead. Second mechanic, he puts people to sleep. People who get put to sleep, you kill some adds. That is it. Some very squishy, non-elite adds. Very simple, and then you take a portal back. Third phase, he becomes like berserk almost and throws out some bolts. And these bolts are just a purple indication on the floor. You move from them. That's it. That's the fight. It's nothing crazy. All right? It really isn't that tough. If you think about what Kel'Thuzad had, let's go back to... We'll go back to Molten Core. We have Baron Geddon, the big fire blob. He had a living bomb and a melee that, or a melee like fire that melees had to run out of. That's two mechanics. This boss in Classic Season of Discovery has three mechanics. It's the exact same. It's like one more mechanic. Half a dozen, I think, is over exaggerating. And let's face it, they're very simple mechanics. You don't stand in fire, you move out of a purple blob on the floor, and you kill some adds when you get put to sleep. That's it. That's really it. It's not too tough, is it? It's not too hard for you to enjoy. It's because you think that these are mythic raid mechanics when they're really not. They're very simple. They're the simplest mechanics that you can put into the game. Would you rather have three mechanics that you're having to play around, or have a fight such as, let's see, what's the best fight? Patchwork, where if you're a mage, you're just simply pressing Frostbolt for about 4 to 5 minutes. That's it. You do nothing else. There's no mechanic for you. You're pressing Frostbolt. That's not fun, is it? How is that fun compared to dodging and actually having to do mechanics? Makes absolutely no sense, in my opinion. I think that if you really aren't having fun in Season of Discovery, like raids, go back to Classic Era then. Really, that's like... honestly it, because Season of Discovery is meant to be about playing around with stuff, and if they have the knowledge to put in boss mechanics there, like from Retail, or like they've had 20 years of experience nearly of boss mechanics, they can put in some mechanics that are perfect for level 25 characters, and these mechanics are perfect for level 25 characters. Now, if you're not having fun, go back to Classic Era. It is ridiculous to think that this isn't fun or enjoyable when you would rather want to just press Frostbolt. That's my honest opinion. It's a bit silly, to be honest. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening. Do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff happening on all of them. But thank you all very much once again. And go with Valor, friend. Goodbye, all.